From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. Galatians 6 and verse 14 reads, But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And just recently I came across some lines based upon that text of Scripture. Perish every human story, every system taught or tried. God forbid that I should glory, save in Jesus crucified. Here let faith repose and cherish Jesus crucified for me. Should the whole creation perish, I am safe beneath the tree. Here my soul by faith would enter, pleased no more with fancy's dreams. Here is love's refulgent centre. Here are mercy's brightest beams. Here is wisdom in perfection. Here's an end of fleshly strife. Lord, be thou my resurrection. Jesus, be my spirit's life. Oh, that I should ever wander from the sinner's sweetest theme. Oh, for grace, that I may ponder all my steps and walk in Him. Earth is old and time is hoary. Systems to confusion slide. God forbid that I should glory, save in Jesus crucified. Oh, that we would ever preach Christ and Him crucified. And here to do that today is the Reverend Ivan Foster as he continues with his series in Mark's Gospel.
Welcome to you one and all. We're happy to have you join with us in our Gospel program. Let me first of all say a special word of welcome to anyone who has tuned in for the very first time. I hope that you enjoy the program and that the proclaiming of God's Word will be a blessing to you. Now, if you are enjoying these programs, you have been listening for some time, then why not write and let us know? We have free gospel literature that we will gladly send out to anyone who contacts us and requests such literature. Now, here's our hymn for today, and then after that, we will turn to the Gospel of Mark, the chapter 2, and the verses 1 to 12. And we'll be considering the critics of Christ and the controversy that surrounded the Saviour's claim to give forgiveness of sins. So, make sure you have your Bible handy. Now, here's Mrs. Jean Elliott, and she's singing the lovely hymn, Since Jesus Came to Our House.
Jesus came to our house, it's been completely changed. The Bible is a treasure, everything is rearranged. We've never had a friend like him, he fills our hearts with love and helps us walk a narrow way that leads to heaven above. Since Jesus came to our house, we never feel alone. He brings us peace and comfort as He shares our humble home. He tells us in His Word we'll see Him face to face someday. Since Jesus came to our house to stay. Since Jesus came to our house, He's taught us how to pray. We leave to Him the little things that bother us each day. He tells us that the future all is in the Father's hands. And even when the teardrops start, we know He understands. Since Jesus came to our house, it's now a house of friends. He straightens out the tangles in our everyday affairs. We want to be more like Him, and we thank Him every day that Jesus came to our house to stay.
Now let's turn to the Word of God, and we're looking at Mark chapter 2. Let's read from verse 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed whereon the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, and took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Amen. And may God bless the reading of His Word to all who are listening today. The subject, then, is the controversy that arises over the Savior forgiving sins. Men still argue about how sins are forgiven. To this very day, the debate that arises here, the controversy that arises here in the verses 5, 6, and 7, that controversy rages still today. Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And it's true. Only God can forgive sins. It's an important matter, you know, to be sure about whether or not our sins are forgiven. A vital matter. What a tragedy it would be for us to enter eternity, only to discover that our hopes of our sins being forgiven were empty hopes, that we had not had our sins pardoned at all. There were elections recently all over Europe, and most countries, if indeed not all countries, require that anyone coming to cast their vote must prove that they are indeed the person eligible to vote. And there are certain documents that we can bring to prove this. But there are still people who turn up, you know, to the polling booth and they haven't got the right documents. They huff and they puff and they make all sorts of demands, but they don't get voting, or at least they shouldn't get voting, because they are not complying with the law. How many people, I fear, will feel that they have had their sins forgiven, only to discover when they stand before God that their sins are still on the record of God. Oh, listen closely today to what it is we have to say. First of all, Christ alone can forgive sins. These men were right when they said, "Who can forgive sins but God only?" But they were wrong in thinking that the Lord Jesus was not God. They were wrong in thinking that the Savior took too much on himself when he forgave sins. The Lord Jesus is God's mediator between himself and poor sinful men. And to Christ there is given the authority as the Son of God to forgive sins. Listen as I read some verses to you. First of all, Acts chapter 5, the verse 31. "Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a saviour, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." Acts chapter 13, the verse 38. "Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man," that is Christ, "is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace." Ephesians 1, 7. Colossians 1 and 14 also. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." The Lord Jesus Christ alone can forgive us our sins. Then very quickly, I must say, consider the basis upon which Christ forgave this man his sins. What did he do to deserve them? Nothing. Nothing at all. There is no mention whatsoever of this man deserving to have his sins forgiven. Rather, the forgiveness of sins is a free, unmerited action by God. I do not earn forgiveness of sins. I do not deserve forgiveness of sins. But God, in his sovereign grace, freely forgives. Let me just conclude by pointing out to you the importance of forgiveness of sins. The blood of Christ was shed to obtain forgiveness of sins. How important it must be. There is no admission to heaven without forgiveness of sins. How important, therefore, it must be. "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Forgiveness of sins is obtained by those who freely confess their lost condition and humbly repenting before Christ ask for that forgiveness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.